Innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. I am excited, as always, to have the opportunity each and every Wednesday night to come together with you and have these topics of discussion. They have been very interesting, and I don't know about you, but they've been a blessing to me, and I hope they have been a blessing to you. As always, we will open up the opportunity later in the show for you to for your questions and comments. Please take note of the number 929-477-3860. Press 1. If you're listening on the web, there's a section there for comments, or you can make use of the chat room. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com, The Soul Speaks LRM. I am super excited about tonight's topic. We had a wonderful time last week, and we're going to have a great time this week. Last week, we talked about taking a look at ourselves, looking more deeply in the mirror and looking at how we feel about things, taking note of our feelings. We talked about what makes us turn away from taking a look at ourselves, taking a deeper look. You know, why do we work so hard to please others? We talked about giving up the best part of ourselves to make someone else happy. And there are many ways that we overlook our true selves. We discussed that, you know, we can't fix anyone else. We can only be responsible for ourselves. And that if we're not careful, we ultimately destroy ourselves and we have no one to blame but ourselves because it's all on you. It's all on me. It's our decision. It's our choice. There really is something more to life than what we are experiencing. It's not a set of rules that we live by, but it is the actual breath that you and I breathe. It is God. It is the force that allows us to experience ourselves. It causes us to be aware, to know that we exist. So we have to really start to take a look at what is the meaning of life, and also, who are we? Who am I? What is, you know, what truly is my purpose? We're going to have a great time tonight with our topic, I Was Blind, But Now I See. And I pray that as we go through these weeks, that we are really taking heed, opening up our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, because this is the way we're going to grow. It's going to take us self-examining ourselves. Even the Bible says to examine yourself and see if you be in the faith. And so we can't get away from that. You know, as much as we might not want to deal with it, we have got to begin to deal with ourselves. And so after we take the commercial break, we're going to come back and we're going to get into tonight's topic right after this.
If you are a recording artist and you're looking for the best quality, professionalism, and affordable pricing for your video shoot, you need to contact Blessed Media Group today. Blessed Media Group specializes in top-notch video production for entertainers such as rappers and singers. You need a sports recruiting video? You're getting married? Need an actor's reel? We've got you covered there too. Blessed Media Group, your one-stop video shop. For more information, please visit us online at www.blessmediagroup.com. That's www.blessmediagroup.com.
Oh, how am I ever going to finish this book? First, there's writer's block. Then there never seems to be enough time in my day to work on it, and then I don't know how to put my thoughts together. What do I do? I know. We call EX3 Books. They specialize in helping writers go from concepts to published books. EX3 Books Team helps with outlining, editing, marketing, and so much more. No time like the present. Let's see. www.ex3ent.com. Yeah, www.ex3ent.com. Let me get this information so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a published author. You should too.
You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network, and I am ready and excited to get into tonight's discussion. And I want you to engage because, you know, it's about all of us. And we all are here to uplift and encourage one another. So you're important in all of this. And we do want to hear your soul's expression. There's a lot that we are blind to when it comes to ourselves and God. You know, you may be stumbling through this life and still stuck in some bad places, but that does not mean God is not in you. And you in God. There is no option. If God is all in all and through all, there is nowhere for God to go. God cannot forsake us. If we need God to live, move, and have our being, meaning the very breath of God, we exist as one with God, and some would say as God. So we go along thinking that we are separate from God and that God can only be with us or in us if we are good enough or call him by some specific name or be a Christian or the many other things we have deemed to be God-worthy. None of these things have anything to do with God's existence. God is, and what that encompasses is available to us. Power, joy, peace, knowledge, most of all, love. Love is the secret weapon to life. It is more than a feeling. It's a way of doing things. It's compassion, long-suffering, you know, God's way of doing things. What do you think? Do you think that we have to be good enough for God to love us? You can get in on this topic now. Give us a call. Let's discuss this, 929-477-3860. Do you think that we have to work to be good enough for God's love, for God to be a part of our lives, for God to be in us? 929-477-3860. We can discuss these things as we go along. It's not God that does not love or forgive. It's the person that does not know that their true self is one with God and is the image and likeness of God, which means we should act like God. Just because we don't act like what we are does not mean we are not what we truly are, which is God's image and likeness. It's the learned behavior from thoughts that are not of God that we give power to. It's the broken heart, now disillusioned by the hurt caused to us and the hurt that we've caused others. We're unable to get past the pain and the guilt of the behavior that is not who we really are. It's the false feeling of not being good enough in one way or another. When the fact is the real you lack nothing. When you know who you are with God, you can't just be that which you are, which is everything that is God. So I guess I need to explain that a little better. When you lack nothing, when you know you are one with God, you can't help but to be that which you are. You can't help but to have everything that you have need of, everything that is God. And now the word that I, now what I want to emphasize here is that I said be. You can't help but be. That means you just are. No struggle, nothing to prove, unafraid, totally satisfied. You see, the things of God add no sorrow. The things outside of yourself will always cause you to struggle, will always cause you to feel pain and sorrow because they're temporary. Folks act one way today and another way tomorrow. You're going along, and you know, when I say folks, you know, we're folks. Sometimes we change, you know. Sometimes we're up today and down tomorrow. We're acting one way today, and then we have an attitude tomorrow. We're going along and we're friends with someone for a period of time, and then something changed in our life, changes in our life, and then we struggle with that, and so we project that which we feel onto others. So, you know, we specifically are issues as well. Everybody is not just doing something to us. We are a part of that. And I believe in my heart that the more we get to know who we truly are, we can ward off, we can fight off these feelings that come against the knowledge of God, the knowledge of knowing who we really are. And as we know this, I think that we will naturally begin to operate in it. It's not of works, even the Bible says, or man would boast about it. So let me know what you think. Give us a call, 929-477-3860. Do you think you are one with God? Do you think that we all are one? Interesting question. I'd like to hear your soul's expression. I'd like you to tell me what you think about that. The first question that we had for you is, do you think that you're good enough? Do we think that we have to work to be good enough for God to love us? Do you think that we are one with God? Do you think that we are all one? I'd like to hear from you. I want to know what you think. I want you to express yourself. We'll give you a few minutes. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I look forward to hearing from you right after this break.
You've been waiting on it, and now it's here. X's, O's, and W's. Inspirational stories from successful basketball coaches. The greatest collection of basketball coaches ever in one book. Written by award-winning writer C. Nathaniel Brown. X's, O's, and W's shares motivational and wisdom topics such as faith, family, success, work ethic, teamwork, and character from championship coaches, including Hall of Famers Rick Pitino, Lute Olson, Ann Donovan, and Morgan Wooten. It's more than a sports book. It's wisdom, inspiration, and motivation. Order your copy today at www.ex3ent.com. That's www.ex3ent.com.
Every day the world rises, but for those with narcolepsy, sleep at night is challenging, and staying awake during the day is sometimes impossible. Narcolepsy affects 3 million people. Terrifying hallucinations can be confused with reality, and laughter can trigger knee buckle or collapse. Do you rise when the world does, or does your body tell you something else? Talk to a sleep specialist for answers. I'm Julie Fligar, and you're not alone with narcolepsy.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee on the EX3 Radio Network. We're having a discussion tonight. Put out a few questions for you. One was, do you think that we need to, there's a work that we have to do to be good enough to be loved by God? And do you believe that we are one with God? What do you think about oneness? Call us at 929-477-3860. Press 1. We want to hear from you. Our discussion was, I was blind, but now I see. And I really hope that you know, our eyes will open up in some way, something that we were blind to before that we will see tonight. We will clear that up. We will have insight so that we can grow in the things of God. We can become stronger. We can live this life the way we should, with joy and peace. You know, because it is in the Holy Spirit that we live and move and have our being. And so if that's the case, we should have joy and peace and happiness. We shouldn't be perplexed and stressed out all the time and dealing with all kinds of anxieties. You know, that's a big one these days. Everybody seems to be suffering with anxiety. And anxiety acts in different ways with different people. And so we find ourselves going through so many different things, insomnia, panic attacks, you know, all kinds of things, and it's just from anxiety. So we have got to get to a place where we can enjoy this life and not concern ourselves with worry and struggle and, you know. Even Jesus said, you will have these things, but be of good cheer. And you might say, well, how can I be of good cheer when I've got a million things going on here? Well, it's all about what we think. It's all about our frame of mind, as some would say, Christ consciousness. Really, it truly is. It's about this matter, this thing between our head called the brain, what we think. We've got to get that lined up. Don't let the evil acts and the false reality of this world or that which is outside of yourself rob you of your true self-image of God. Please remember, you can't change that. I have to say that again. We cannot change what we were made to be. And we were actually made in the image and after the likeness of God. We're going to hear from a caller calling from extension 7362. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm great.
This is JR, your sometimes host and full-time husband.
Well, thank you, dear, for calling in. Thank you for your support. And your question is?
Well, I don't have a question. I have a comment.
Okay.
My comment is, before we know who we are, before we know who we are in Christ, before we know who God is around us, in us, through us, and with us at all times, we may have a tendency to worry about a lot of things. And I remember, just personally, I used to worry about just about everything, as you well know. I would worry and worry and worry, and I believe it's one of the reasons why I have so much gray hair now. But when I came to the realization that God loves me no matter what I thought my flaws were, and I have become complete in him and he in me. So if people would just allow themselves to look within themselves, when they learn that the greater one lives within us, when they learn that we live and move and have our being in him, when they learn that he will never leave us or forsake us, when they learn all the basic things like I'm on top of all things under my feet, he's constantly blessing me. And when he looked at and he made us and he looked upon us and said it was good, how can we go wrong? We have to have the feeling of not only oneness with him, but we have to share in his excellence.
That's a great point. Absolutely. Which is part of what I was about to say when you talked about when he made us, he said that we were good. You know, God is not agitated or disappointed in us. God is that which he made was good, and he's
and
not.
He didn't make any mess. He didn't. God doesn't make mistakes.
Absolutely, I agree with the comment that you made. We have to know this. We have to receive it. It's amazing to me how we read our Bibles for some of us that are Christians, and any other practice. I mean, it's just not just a Christian. If this is the avenue that we've chosen, but you know, as people, we are just that, and we, regardless of our what we practice or religion we say we are, we have the same struggles. And I believe it's funny to me. I was thinking how it's so easy for us to believe the things that are outside of ourselves. We will grasp other things so easily, and we will believe in them. But the thing that is real, which is God, we have a very hard time believing. We have a hard time believing the simplicity of you know, His word, which says that we are good, that we are in His image and likeness. Those are the things that we don't seem to hold fast to, but we give a lot of energy and time to other things that you know, are not beneficial for our lives. We can really believe in those things. So I was thinking that a little earlier, how, you know, easy it is for us to believe just about everything except God's
yes.
word.
See, here's the thing. The one scripture that I keep falling back on is that He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so if He has given us all things, then what are we missing? Absolutely nothing. So we're not missing anything. He has given us all that we need to be winners, to be leaders, to be successful in whatever it is that we endeavor to do, if we just put our minds to it and we pray and believe that we can do whatever it is that we wish that we could do, we can do it. Because we're not lacking in any area. He has given us all things. And if you have all things, what are you without? If He is for us, who can be against us? The answer to that question, if He is for us and we know that He is, then the answer is none can be against us. No thing.
You're absolutely right. I certainly appreciate you calling in with that nugget of information. And see, and this is what it's all about. I believe that everyone has something to give. And as we do this, we encourage and uplift one another. And this is what the show is all about. It's about your soul's expression. And a lot of times, you know, we have no one else that we can talk to or feel like we can talk to. But I hope that this is a time when you feel safe and you feel like you can open up and say the things that's been on your mind, especially when it comes to God, because we do have questions.
Yes.
There are things that we may not truly believe and need a little bit more enlightenment, or, you know, just want to get that off of our chest. And that's
mm-hmm.
what speaks is all about.
Right. And like the Word of God says, we shouldn't just read our Bibles, but like it says, with all you're getting, get understanding. So if we don't understand what it is that we're reading, it's just a bunch of words and means nothing. And with that, my soul has been expressed, and I say that you will have a wonderful show, and anyone else that wants to call in, I'm giving them a chance right now. Just come on, give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you right here on the EX3 Radio Network.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. What a supportive husband he's always been, and I thank God for him. And he's right. It's your opportunity. Give us a call, 929-477-3860, and express yourself. State what's on your mind. And as he talked about, you know, God being for us, and I absolutely know that we've heard these things over and over and over. And so it's not that we haven't heard these things, but I believe the problem is we have to believe those things or these things. We have to believe what God is saying. And then we have to ask ourselves, why is it so easy for us to believe other things, things that are outside of the Word of God? And the fact that, you know, His simplicity, that He loves us, is so hard to grasp. The fact that he said that we are conquerors. The fact that, you know, we have all things pertaining to life and godliness. My point is, all of these things that he's already given to us, We have a hard time believing that it is for us. And that is because of what we allow to infiltrate our minds coming from that which is outside of ourselves. What's in us is God. And what's outside of ourselves are all of these thoughts that people have made up or have deemed, you know, worth something, and we've grabbed hold to those things, and this is the way we respond to life. When our response to life should be from that which is within us, which is God. And so and when we accept that and start doing that, that's when we walk in this power. You know, those that read the Holy Scriptures, it says it's according to the power that's working in you. So we have to understand that it's really on us. We are the only ones that can bring ourselves out of this. God is waiting on you. You might say, well, I'm waiting on God to do this and I'm waiting on God to do that. God has already said he finished what he had done, and he said it is good. So he's waiting on us. And Christ came to give us that message that what we need is within. So, again, don't be shy. Give us a call. And tonight, again, I think my husband said it well. What God made, he said it was good. And please remember, as I can't emphasize this enough because I don't think that we really, really understand it. We can't be anything else but what we are. Everything else is not real. Everything else that we're trying to be in some sense is not what's true. If, hear me out, if we are not in walking in it in the image and likeness of God. Because the image and likeness of God is what we really are. The image and likeness of God is not somebody that's out there struggling. I'm talking about, you know, in a way that's detrimental to their lives. The image and likeness of God, if you are out there, you know, and I'm just going to have to, I guess, just say it right up front. If we are out there drugging, prostituting, killing, you know, wreaking havoc all over the place, that is not the image and likeness of God. That is a lie. That is not who you are. So you have bought into something that is not your true self. That might be the way you're acting, but that is not who you are. So that's why you got to call that devil a liar. And hold fast to that which God says that you are, which is his image and likeness. And I know, you know, even we have to think sometimes, why don't we want people to be that? Why don't we want people to be God's image and likeness? I say that because we're always judging them based on the way that, based on their behavior. But when we know the truth, when we know that we are all in the image and after the likeness of God, when we see someone, when we know of someone that is acting outside of that character, we know that that person is disillusioned. They're not dealing in reality. So when we know that someone's not dealing in reality, we're supposed to have compassion because we know that they're struggling and dealing with the lie. That's the place that we've got to come up to. That's the only way that we're going to have peace in this life, is we've got to have some compassion, just like Christ had compassion. Do you think we should have compassion on one another? Give us a call. Tell us about it. Tell us what you think. I was blind, and now I see. And I hope tonight that we're seeing something different, in a different way, in a way that's going to help us to grab hold to that next step in life. You know, we want to go up. When we don't believe that we are good, we act otherwise. And I want to discuss this a little bit. Look at the Damascus Road experience. Before I talk about that, it's an opportunity to call 929-477-3860, and yes, I'm encouraging you. I'm encouraging you, if you have a comment or question, to give us a call. It's your opportunity. Talking about the Damascus Road experience, I had someone say a while ago, they were talking about, if God was, the Spirit of God was in someone that does evil. The answer is yes. We have another caller, extension 0657. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lynn Renee. My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from Boston. How are you today?
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen. I'm listening to your broadcast. I agree that we need to come from, you know, as Christians, come from a place of compassion. I think too many times Christians are, or so-called Christians, are so quick to judge, and they end up driving people away from God and away from the church, out of the body of Christ, out of the place where they can actually receive healing. And I also agree that we need to hold people accountable. I mean, the Bible even says that, that if a man offends you, you're supposed to go directly to him. It doesn't talk about speaking about him in the church or putting them, like the kids say, on blast, or, you know, we're supposed to understand, but there, but for the grace go I. It could be you, and have compassion on that person and think, if I was in error, someone to deal with me. Amen?
Amen. That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, I love your voice. You have a soothing voice, praise God. And your ministry on the air is wonderful. You're, you know, the encouragement, I mean, encouraging people and uplifting people is a ministry within self, and a lot of people don't do that. It's so much more accepted to tear and to look at the negatives of what people are doing as opposed to being positive and helping someone, because as Christians, we're supposed to help restore and not just tear somebody down and look at their sin. We're supposed to, like you said, we're supposed to look at the God within. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
So I thank you. I just want to make a comment, calling in from Boston. I support you, sister. I'm praying for you and uplifting you. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your comments. Thank
God bless
you so much.
You're welcome.
And this is what it's all about, folks. This young lady calls in, and just the things that she spoke are encouraging to all of us. Her words were encouraging to me. I believe that you receive some encouragement as well. So, you see, we are one when we come into that same mind, and that mind is the mind of Christ. And so when we are all on in oneness, then we will all say the same things. We will all lift one another up. We will all have compassion. And this is how we're going to overcome. Now, I do want to say something about sin, because a lot of times people think that sin, you know, they put labels on sin, and this is something that we have to stop doing. A lot, you know, we say, okay, we have a certain number of things that sin, and they usually are what people might want to call the bad things. And that would be, you know, lying, stealing, cheating, you know, fornication, adultery, you know the ones. And those are the things that we look at and we say are sin. And so I'm bringing this up because we're going to miss it if we think that sin is all about these things. That word sin means to miss the mark. So that means that anything that causes you to miss the mark, anything that causes you to miss the mark of the high calling, that causes you to miss God. It could be a television show that's causing you to miss God. It's missing the mark. That's what it means to sin. So it is not just, you know, a certain number of things that's in a barrel And as long as you're not doing those things and you are not in sin, but yet you are missing the mark in a way that simply means that if you are constantly watching all kind of crazy television shows that don't offer you no benefit, doesn't put anything in you, and you can't take a moment out to pray, self-examine yourself, you know, the God within you. You have no time for God because you're busy doing other things. You have no time, you know, to give this worship. You have no time to, put anything into God because you're just busy doing other things. You're missing the mark. You're missing the mark. So let's not be, and I just brought that up when that word sin came up. Let's not just be so quick to, pull out our little notes out of the barrel. Oh, I'm not doing this, so I'm not sinning. I'm not fornicating, so I'm not sinning. We are all, it says that we are all missed the mark. So we're all missing it in some way, and this is why we need to get in a place where we begin to find out who we are in God so that we won't miss that mark. It says that we've all fallen short. So that puts us in a position where, really, judge not. I'm enjoying this conversation tonight. I don't know about you. We were talking about the Damascus Road experience, moving on to that. And I wanted to use that because the topic of discussion was, I was blind, but now I see. Well, don't forget that Paul was struck blind on his way to Damascus. And we're going to get into that because I want you to really see something about who God is, how much he loves us. We're all the same in his eyes. And anytime, call in at 929-477-3860. We can always pick this conversation up wherever we are in it. So don't let that distract you or keep you from calling in. But in talking about Paul on Damascus, on his way to Damascus, now think about this. Paul was killing Christians, throwing them in jail, and he thought that what he was doing was okay. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Why am I saying Paul? It was Saul. Forgive me. He was killing Christians, but he thought that he was doing the right thing for whatever his reasons were. And as he was going on his way to Damascus, he heard the Lord. He recognized the Lord. Now, isn't that something? Here is someone that's killing other people that's saying that, they're all about God. And yet, he was killing them. Now, it said that he heard the voice of the Lord. He said, when the voice said, I think it called them Saul, why have thou persecuted me? And he said, is that you, Lord? So he knew God. Now, how is it that this man that's going around killing folks could hear from God? And it says that this particular person, that God used him to preach the gospel. And the reason I wanted to bring him up is because he heard God, even though he was doing what he was doing. How could that be possible? And I say that because I know that God is in all of us. There's no other way. It's no way that he can't be. It's just that we are not aware of that fact, a lot of us. We think that we have to, it's something that's outside of ourselves. He's not separated from us. And that's the thing that we have to grab a hold to. There is no separation. Now, the things that we do in opposition to the nature of God, that's a problem. But we create our own hell through those things. You understand what I'm saying? Give us a call on 929-477-3860 and discuss it with us. I think there's somebody that's trying to say something to us, and we're going to find out what that is because we're interested. We're interested in hearing what you have to say. And even bringing up Saul, okay, looks like we've got him on the line now. We have someone on extension 0827. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Lynn, this is Yvette. How you doing?
Great, Yvette. Always good to hear from you.
Well, first I want to say, yes, I know that God loves his children. That, you know, that there's no question on that, Lynn. Second, this is what I think. A lot of people just, for some reason, choose not to keep things simple, Lynn. A lot of people choose not to follow guidelines. Bottom line, it's not that they don't know, Lynn. If they are, as they say, Bible readers, then they know the purpose of the Bible is for our own safety. So if they choose to ignore that, hey, you get what you get at the end of the day. So that's basically my comment. I think that if people, I mean, because within my own family, you got people walking around fumbling all over their feet, been fumbling for 20 and 30 years, but still say they all right. They know this. How are you going to keep fumbling for 30 and 40 years and say you all right? Stop fumbling. Keep it simple, Lynn. And that's with anything. You know, I don't dig in nobody's pocket. People spend whatever they want to spend. But if you're an average worker and ain't really making no money, why are you out there buying hundreds pair of shoes when you only one person, Lynn? You see what I mean? Then you get these people that constantly, you know, behind on things, but they want to complain, Lynn. Just keep it simple. Me and my older sister speaks all the time, and we just say keep it simple. I mean, don't get me wrong, Lynn. Just because people keep it simple doesn't mean that, you know, things are not going to occur, because some things you just can't see that's going to happen. I'm not talking about that. But if you have control over things, then keep those things simple. That's all I'm saying. And that way you won't have to have all that burden, Lynn. I mean, because it's just terrible when you're stressed out all the time. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I mean, because, you know, at some point, especially when you start getting older, you know, 40 and 50 and 60 years old, at some point, sit your behind down and pay attention. That's all I'm saying, because we do not have to allow. We allow ourselves, Lynn. We allow ourselves to get into these situations. And then when they don't work out, what do we want to do? start hollering, God, please help me with this, please help me with that. But all along, God is helping you. All you got to do is pay attention. Matthew 6:33. Can't put it no better than that, Lynn. Keep seeking the kingdom and everything else will follow. Keep it simple.
Thank you so much,
Missy. All right, Lynn, nice show. You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And here we are again, folks. Thank you. And here we are, folks. This is what I'm saying. We can all give something. We all have something to say that can uplift and encourage one another. We're all important. We all have something to express, something to say, some truth that we can share with one another. It's great to have different perspectives and the way people see things, because the way I see it may not be exactly the way you see it or can get it, but somebody else can come in and say something and you, yes, that's what I needed. That's the way I needed to hear it. So your comments are very important. Don't take them lightly. And when you have them, you know, always purpose to uplift and encourage someone, because that's what it's all about. We're all about building each other up so that we can overcome. As Miss Yvette said, that there are some people that's 40, 50, 60 years old, and they're still in the same place. They're still stuck. And that's not a good place to be in. That's not a place that we want to be in. And you know, no one can deal with that. And here's the thing. No one can deal with that except you. So we have to pay attention and take heed to the words, the wisdom that's spoken to us, and then we have to check it out. We have to put it to practice. And when we do that, that's when we will get the change. But there is something that we have to do. It's not going to fall out of the sky. And as we seek our self-discovery, that's a major part of it, because that's when you begin to learn. That's when you begin to see yourself. We are all unique, so only you can experience you. I can experience you. And that's why it's hard, you know, that's why one of the reasons why we cannot judge, because we cannot experience each other. I can only be aware of myself. You can only be truly aware of you. So I can't talk about, you know, why and how come you're not feeling a certain way. I can't judge your feelings. I can't, you know, I can't be you, and you can't be me. That's why we have to self-discover. We have to figure it out. We have to begin to seek within ourselves, because the answers for you are within you. Isn't that amazing? No one can steal it from you. They're in you. And that's the place where you have to go to in order to receive the answers that you really need. That's why you can talk to somebody. You know, the old folks used to say, you can talk to this person until they're blue in the face. You have people that have been in the church for 20, 30 years listening to the same message over and over and over again. And there's not much that's changed. That's because the answers are in you. You have to go within yourself to get the answers that you need. And you're getting them from the source, which is God. So you can't go wrong. Everyone else wants to act like they know what's best for you, but they don't know what's best for you. What's best for you is in you, and that's where you need to go in order to find that out, in order to find out who you really are. Who am I is the question. And you don't need anyone else to tell you who you are. No one else can tell you that. Now, people will have, because we are controllers, we want to have something to say about it. We want to be able to dominate and tell you who you are. But we can't really do that. We can tell you of some of our experiences. You know, we can tell you about some of the things that happened to us, and this is the way we handled it. And there's a lot of wisdom that you can grab hold to, sure. But the essence of who you are, only you can find that out. So that's what this show, The Soul Speaks, is all about. It's about us taking this journey to dig deeper and deeper and discover who we are so that we can stand up in the boldness of what God has made us to be, so that we can walk in that true image and likeness, and we can be okay with who we are. We don't have to feel ashamed of the things that we've done. It's now. It starts now. Now is always now. Now can never be too late. Now is never late. So whether you've been doing something for 30 years or, you know, you've been, you know, you feeling guilty about this and you're maybe today not even doing what you need to do to begin to make a change, it's never too late. You don't even have to worry about yesterday. Yesterday is gone. What are you worrying about yesterday for? You have now. You will always have now. Isn't that awesome? So we're not, you know, God gave us dominion. Notice over all the earth and, you know, over the fish of the sea and all of these other things, but one thing he did not give us dominion over is each other. So why we struggle so much to dominate each other is beyond me, and this is where our problems come in at. These are the things that starts wars, because we want to dominate something that we was never given dominion over. So that says that we are no better than each other. We are all one. We are all the same. All image and likeness, all given dominion over the works of God's hands, but not given dominion over each other. And we need to grab hold to that and stand up in it. So put down the judgment. Bring on the compassion. Suffering and pain does not know of the truth. You have to know the truth. Hatred and violence does not know of God. These are acts caused by the human condition called, I don't know who I am. Because if we knew who we were, hatred and violence would not be a part of our life. It does not matter what we call ourselves. This is not about, you know, this is not about religion or your spiritual practice or your high, you know, what you call yourself, your higher consciousness, you know, people, or I should say universal law, psycho-spiritual, Buddhist, Christian. We have all of these things. All of these different religions. But I can tell you this. I don't practice them all, so I don't know what, you know, what they all are encompassed of. But this I do know, that we all have something in common, and that is that we exist. And when we all walk in the awareness of this knowledge and know that to exist is God, that without God there is no existence. It says that in the beginning God created, which means you can't have creation without existence. So what's important here is these two things. We are all human. We are all made in the image and likeness of God, and we all exist. We are all aware of our existence, and our existence in itself is not something that we made up It's not something that we have anything to do with. Existence belongs to God. Existence is that one breath. And we are all partakers of that. So how can we be, so this is the essence of who we are. And all that God is in us. We just have to begin to dig down and start to receive these things, start to open up our eyes and take hold of these things. And that's what it's all about. And as long as we keep fighting over what religion you are and what you call God, as if a name is something, it's not the name of Jesus. You know, it says in the name of Jesus. And most people just think, you know, well, let's just call on Jesus, and they're all emotional because they're calling on this name and their emotions are getting all welled up. But Jesus was more than his name. That's not what he was saying. He says, believe in what I'm saying to you. That's what it means with to be in the name of something. There is something behind the name that is the meaning, that has the essence. And the essence is the message. And the message is really a universal message. And that's where we have to cut this thing off and stop making division between one another. Man, I'm excited. This has been a great time with you tonight. I can't wait until our next discussion. We're going to have Mr. John Lewis back with us the 5th of August. And he's going to talk to us about DNA, the makeup of who we are and how it relates to the image and likeness of God. Isn't that awesome? Because I'm telling you, until we really, really accept this and not be afraid of it. I mean, some people say, well, I don't need all that. It don't take all that. Well, if you're still challenged and you're not truly happy and you don't, you know, and you're just here, you know, you have no, you know, there's nothing that you want to do. You know, I'm just here. I'm just alive. Deep down inside, there's a frustration with that because there's something on the inside called God that says I'm here. And you are more than what you are experiencing. So with that being said, we're going to end this show tonight, and I thank all of you for tuning in. I look forward to speaking and engaging with you next week, or our next time together, I should say. And at this time, I'm going to end the show and just say, have you to think about it, you know. Think about what we talked about tonight. Meditate on it. Begin to get some quiet time. Get away. Take a deep breath. Take a few deep breaths. You know, I say it every time, all the time. Inhale, exhale. We need that time. I'm laughing, but you know what? Some of us don't even take the time out to do that. We just have our minds just busy, 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 busy. And we don't take the time out to inhale and exhale. But you know what? When you understand that it's the very breath of life in your body, you'll start to take it more serious and find out, gee, what's in this breath? What is this breath all about? What is this life all about? So until we meet again, create something good. It's your world. Have a good night.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.